ओम शांति। बाबा साकार मुरली, 16th January 2023। एसेंस, स्वीट चिल्ड्रन, द मोर यू रिलेट दिस नॉलेज टू अदर्स, द मोर रिफाइंड दिस नॉलेज विल बिकम इन योर इंटेलेक्ट्स। देयरफॉर डेफिनेटली डू सर्विस। क्वेश्चन, व्हाट टू टाइप्स ऑफ चिल्ड्रन डज द फादर हैव? व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द टू? आंसर, the father has stepchildren and real children. Stepchildren simply say baba, mamma through their mouths, but they are unable to follow Srimad fully. They don't surrender themselves fully. Real children completely surrender themselves with their bodies, minds and wealth. That is, they become trustees. They continue to follow Srimad at every step. Because of not doing service, stepchildren fall while moving along. They develop doubts. The intellects of real children have full faith. Song, do not forget the days of your childhood. Om Shanti. The father explains to the children, which father? In fact, both fathers. One is the spiritual father, who is called Baba, and the other is the physical father, who is called Dada. Children at all the centers know that they are the children of Bab Dada. Shiva is the spiritual father. He is the father of all of you souls. And Brahma Dada is the head of the human genealogical tree. You have come and become his children. Some of you are truly real children, whereas others are still stepchildren. Both say mamma, baba, but stepchildren are unable to surrender themselves. Those who don't surrender themselves are unable to receive that much strength. That is, they are unable to make the father the trustee of their bodies, minds and wealth. They are unable to follow his Srimad in order to become elevated. Real children receive subtle help, but there are very few of those. Although there are real children, not until the results are announced would they also be called really firm ones. Although they even live here and are very good and also do service, even they still fall. This is all a question of your intellect's yoga. You mustn't forget Baba. Baba is making this Bharat into heaven with the help of you children. The Shiv Shakti army is remembered. Each one of you has to talk to yourself. We are truly the adopted children of Shiv Baba. We are claiming our inheritance of heaven from the Father. The inheritances we have been receiving from the Copper Age, from physical fathers, were only those of hell. We continued to become unhappy. On the path of devotion, there is just blind faith, and as the years passed, we have only continued to come down since devotion began. Devotion too was at first unadulterated. They used to worship the one alone. Now, instead of that, they worship many. None of the rishis, munis, sages, or holy men know when devotion began. The night and day of Brahma is mentioned in the scriptures. Although Brahma and Saraswati become Lakshmi and Narayan, they have mentioned Brahma's name. Together with Brahma, there are also many children. There wouldn't be many children of Lakshmi and Narayan. He would not be called Prajapita. New people are being created now. The new creation, that is people, are Brahmins. It is Brahmins who consider themselves to be the children of God. Deities would not consider themselves to be that. They are not even aware of the cycle. You know that you have now become the children of Shiv Baba. He has explained to us the cycle of 84 births. With his help, we are once again making Bharat into pure divine Rajasthan, that is, land of kings. This is something to be clearly understood. One needs courage to explain this. You are the Shiv Shakti Pandava army. You are also guides. You show everyone the path. No one apart from you can show the path to the spiritual sweet home. Those guides take you to Amarnath or to some other pilgrimage place. You BKs take everyone very far away from everything to the supreme abode, that is Paramdham. Those are physical guides who make you stumble around. You take everyone to the Father in the land of peace. Therefore, you should constantly remember, we are once again making Bharat into a divine Rajasthan, that is land of kings. Anyone would believe this. There used to be the original eternal deity religion in Bharat. In the golden age, Bharat was an unlimited, pure, divine Rajasthan. It then became a pure warrior Rajasthan. Then, when Maya came into existence, it became a devilish Rajasthan. Here too, there were kings and queens who used to rule at the beginning. However, the kingdom that has continued is one without the crown of light. After the deity Rajasthan, it became an impure, devilish Rajasthan. It is now a land of impure people. It is a Rajasthan where people rule people. In fact, it cannot be called Rajasthan. They have just given it that name. There are no kingdoms now. This drama is predestined. This picture of Lakshmi and Narayan will be very useful to you. You have to explain using it. Bharat was double crowned like this. It used to be the kingdom of this Lakshmi and Narayan. They were Radhe and Krishna in their childhood. Then, in the Silver Age, it became the kingdom of Rama. Then, Maya came in the Copper Age. This is very easy. The history and geography of Bharat is explained in a nutshell. It was in the Copper Age that the temples to the pure King Narayan and Queen Lakshmi were built. The deities themselves went onto the path of sin. They began to become impure. They then built temples to the pure deities who had existed and they began to worship them. It is impure ones who bow down to pure ones. There were kings and queens until the British government came. Even landowners used to take the title of king or queen, through which they would receive respect at court. Now no one is a king. When they began to fight among themselves, those of Islam came. You children know that it is now once again the end of the Iron Age. Destruction is just ahead. The Father is once again teaching you Raja Yoga. Only you know how establishment is taking place. This history and geography will then be erased. On the path of devotion, those people write their own Gita, and there is a lot of difference in that. In devotion, they definitely need their religious books of the deities. Therefore, according to the drama, they created the Gita. It isn't that on the path of devotion, they will establish a kingdom or change human beings into Narayan with the Gita. Not at all. The Father now explains, you are an incognito army. Baba is also incognito. It is the incognito power of yoga that is enabling you to receive the kingdom. Through physical power, you receive a limited kingdom. With the power of yoga, you receive an unlimited kingdom. You children have the faith in your hearts that you are now making Bharat into that same deity Rajasthan. The efforts of those who make effort cannot remain hidden. Destruction has to take place. This is also mentioned in the Gita. It is asked, according to the efforts of this time, what status will I receive in the future? Here too, when someone sheds his body, there is the question, what status will he attain? Only the Father knows what type of service he did with his body, mind and wealth. The children cannot know this. Bap Dada knows. You can also be told what kind of service you did, whether you took up knowledge or not, whether you helped a great deal. For instance, people give donations because they believe that this institution is very good and that it is carrying out good work. They say, I don't have the power to remain pure. I will help with the yajna. Therefore, they receive the return of that. When people build a college or a hospital, they do it for others. It isn't so that they can go to the hospital if they fall ill themselves. Whatever they build, they do so for others, so they receive the fruit of that. That is called donating. What happens here? You are given blessings and you remain happy. Both in this world and in the world beyond, you remain happy. When you speak of this world and the world beyond, that is Parlok, it applies to the confluence age. This means that both this birth in the land of death and the birth in the land of immortality become worthwhile. Truly, this birth of yours is now being made worthwhile. Some are serving with their bodies, some are serving with their minds, and others are serving with their wealth. Many are unable to take knowledge. They say, Baba, I don't have courage, but I can help. The father would tell him, you can become so wealthy. If there is something, you can ask the father. You want to follow the father, and so you have to ask him, Baba, what should I do in this situation? The father who gives you Srimat is sitting here. You have to ask him. You mustn't hide anything from him. Otherwise, the illness will increase. If you don't follow Srimat at every step, something will go wrong. Baba is not far away. You should come personally in front of Baba and ask him. You should repeatedly come to such a Bap Dada. In fact, you should remain combined with the most beloved father. You should cling to the bridegroom. Those are physical, whereas this one is spiritual. Here, there is no question of clinging to him. Not everyone would be made to sit here. This is such a thing that you want the father just to remain seated in front of you while you continue to listen to him and also continue to follow his directions. However, Baba would say, you mustn't just sit here. Become River Ganges. Go and do service. The love of you children should be like those who are intoxicated in love. However, you also have to do service. Those whose intellects have faith cling to him completely. Some children write, so-and-so has very good faith in the intellect. I would reply, he hasn't understood anything at all. If he had the faith that the Father who makes us into the masters of heaven has come, he would not be able to remain for even a second without meeting such a father. There are many daughters who are very desperate. Then, while sitting at home, they have visions of Brahma or Krishna. If you had the faith that the Father has come from the supreme abode to give you the kingdom, you would come and meet Baba. When such ones come, Baba tells them to become the Ganges of knowledge. Many subjects are needed. A kingdom is being established. These pictures are very good to explain with. You can tell anyone that you are once again establishing a kingdom, that destruction is also just ahead. Claim your inheritance from the Father before you die. Everyone wants there to be a one almighty government, but not everyone can come together and become one. There definitely was the one kingdom that has been remembered. The name of the Golden Age is very much glorified. that is being established once again. Some will quickly believe these things, whereas others will not. There was the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan 5,000 years ago, and it then became the kingdom of these kings. All the kings have now become impure. There is now to be the kingdom of the pure Lakshmi and Narayan. It is very easy for you to explain. We are establishing the deity kingdom with Shiv Baba Srimad and his help. We also receive power from Shiv Baba. You should have this intoxication. You are warriors. You can also go to the temples and explain to them that establishment of heaven will definitely take place through the Creator. You know that the Unlimited Father is only the One. He is personally decorating you with knowledge. He is teaching you Raja Yoga. All of those who relate the Gita can never teach you Raja Yoga. You children are made to experience intoxication in your intellects with this. Baba has come to establish heaven. The pure Rajasthan is in heaven. People have forgotten the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father now personally sits in front of you and explains to you. In any Gita Parthshala, etc., that you go to, no one else could relate the whole history and geography or give information of the 84 births. It would be easy to explain if you have the picture of Radhe and Krishna together with that of Lakshmi and Narayan. This is the correct picture. It should also have very clear writing on it. You keep the whole cycle in your intellects. You should also remember the one who explains the cycle to you. However, there is a lot of effort required for the practice of constant remembrance. Let there be such constant remembrance that you don't remember any rubbish at the end. You must never forget the Father. Little children remember their father a great deal, and then when they grow up, they remember wealth. You also receive this wealth, which you have to imbibe very well, and then donate to others. Become complete philanthropists. I personally come in front of you and teach you Raja Yoga. You studied that Gita for birth after birth, and there was no attainment. I am giving you these teachings here in order to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. That is the path of devotion. A handful out of multi-millions will emerge here who will be part of your deity clan. They will definitely come here to become Brahmins. Some would become kings and others would become subjects. Among those too, some would become those who are amazed on hearing the knowledge, relate the knowledge to others, and then run away. There is very severe punishment for those who become children and who then divorce the father. The punishment is severe. At this time, none of you can say that you have constant remembrance. If you do say this, you should send your written chart to Baba, and Baba would understand that you are using your body, mind and wealth in serving Bharat. Always have a picture of Lakshmi and Narayan in your pocket. You children should have a lot of intoxication. Social workers ask you how you are serving Bharat. Tell them, we are making Bharat into the deity Rajasthan with our bodies, mind and wealth. No one else can do such service. The more service you do, the more refined your intellects will become. There are many children who are unable to explain very well, and so they defame the name. Some even have an evil spirit of anger, and so that too is doing something destructive. They would be told to look at their faces. Have you become worthy of marrying Lakshmi or Narayan? What status would such children who lose the honor claim? They would come in the line of infantry. You are also an army. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bap Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Guna, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Become a great donor of the imperishable jewels of knowledge. Serve Bharat with your body, mind and wealth to make it into heaven. 2. Don't perform any destructive actions. Practice having constant remembrance. Blessing. May you experience stable and constant happiness and claim number one by becoming full of the infinite treasures. In order to claim number one, continue to experience stable and constant happiness. Do not get caught up in any jhamelas. When you go to the jhamelas, the swing of happiness becomes loose and you cannot then swing high. Therefore, constantly continue to swing in a stable swing of happiness. All of you children receive from Bap Dada the imperishable, infinite and unlimited treasures. So, constantly remain stable and full of the attainment of those treasures. The speciality of the confluence age is experience. So, take benefit of the speciality of this age. Slogan: in order to be a great donor through your mind, remain constantly stable in a spiritual stage. Acha Om Shanti.